from Studio G in the heart of America. I'm Steve Greer. Thank you for being here. We're going to be brutally honest. We do that every day. Somebody has to tell you the truth, and I'm the guy. I am here to tell you the truth about all of it to the best of my ability. I'm Steve Greer. Thank you for being here. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, more than 60% of voters in America believe this country's headed the wrong direction. I don't think it'd be higher. Number two, Biden's highway climate rule gets struck down by a Texas judge. All right, so that's another climate change Green New Deal dumped by federal judges. And yet that's still not enough, because number three is this. The Joe Biden administration on Friday issued the stringent emissions for heavy-duty vehicles, 18-wheelers, dump trucks, garbage trucks, street cleaners, snow plows, whatever it is. And it's entirely unachievable. The EPA finalized aggressive emission standards Friday for heavy-duty vehicles that will effectively require huge increases in the numbers of electric or zero-emission buses and trucks sold over the next decade. The agency is projecting that the heavy-duty vehicle emission standards for model years 227 and 2032 could result in zero-emission or electric vehicles making up 25% of new long-haul trucks sold and 40% of all new medium-sized truck sales by 2032, according to the New York Times. The EPA's final emission standards for heavy-duty vehicle complements the agency's recent release of the final tailpipe emission standards for light and medium-duty vehicles. I mean, here's the problem. Nobody builds these vehicles, not in the numbers that you would need to meet these ridiculous numbers. They want 70% of these vehicles to be there in a few years. By 2032, 40% of all new medium-sized truck sales have to be EVs. EVs are failing. Fisker, Reed Fisker, nobody wants this stuff. It's wildly expensive. It'll cost cities and counties and other municipalities billions of dollars. It's an absolute failure. Failure. I mean, I'd like to tell you that this is a great thing, but it's not. Here's something that happened to Ivy and I when we were out in Western North Carolina here just this past week for a few days. And we worked when we were there, but here's what we came up with. We jumped in an Uber at one point. The guy was driving a Toyota van. I don't remember what it was called. Doesn't matter. But it was a hybrid. I thought, how do you like it? I absolutely love it. I get better than 40 miles to the gallon. And I said, what about plugging it in? Oh, you don't plug it in. It charges itself. When the gasoline engine it runs, I suppose there must be some system to charge it somehow, I would assume. But the hybrid works. Why have we gone to full-on EV and not hybrid? Right? People, I think, would accept hybrid because that range anxiety wouldn't be there. But General Motors, Ford, Stellantis, the makers of Chrysler, and all these other companies have been pigeonholed into full EVs. Look, the state of New York, speaking of these heavy-duty vehicles, the state of New York a few years ago tried all-electric buses. They were a failure. Others, you can look this is easy stuff to find. Other cities have tried electric buses. They fail. And when they break down, they're wildly expensive to fix. If they get in an accident, insurance companies don't want anything to do with these vehicles because that battery gets broken. It's not like busting your bumper for $3,000 or $4,000. You bust the battery, it could be $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 to replace the battery pack because it's been compromised, not to mention the kind of fires it can cause and the fact that a lot of these vehicles, people warn, do not park them in your garage. You see, if I park my vehicle full of gasoline in the garage, it doesn't spontaneously explode by accident. But because batteries are a chemical reaction, then sometimes that chemical reaction gets a little haywire. Electric cars with lithium-ion batteries can literally burst into flames while they're sitting there, not in operation. And this is why there is an EV crisis in America. I'm going to be asking President Donald Trump about that if I get time coming up here in just a few minutes. He's going to join me on the program. My number one concern for the former president is the open border. The deaths of people like Ruby Garcia in Grand Rapids and Lakin Riley in Athens, Georgia. Young women brutally murdered by illegal aliens. And they're going to say, the critics will say, well, come on, Gruber. He was the boyfriend of the woman in Grand Rapids. It was domestic violence. Sure, it was domestic violence. But that's also a guy that was deported under Donald Trump. And then snuck back in without ever encountering a Border Patrol agent, meaning he is what they call, by definition, a gotaway. This is not okay. The fact of the matter is, yes, was it domestic violence? Yes, but it's domestic violence. It could have been avoided. Could easily have been avoided. It's not the first time, by the way. Another illegal was convicted of murdering his girlfriend in Grand Rapids, just a few months ago. You see, and what's happening here is these incidents are defining the conversation. At the national level, Democrats might try to say, well, it's no big deal. In West Michigan, it's critical. Because, like so many places, if suburban moms in Georgia, in Michigan, and elsewhere become concerned about their safety and the safety of their children, well then, things can certainly get a bit different, can't they? Yeah, that's right. Things will get certainly a bit different. Because those moms will vote for the security of their children. Mama Bear is not going to say, hey, it's okay if MS-13 is set up on the corner. Even if that corner is 10 blocks away. We saw that. What was remarkable about Asheville, North Carolina, was the amount of crime and homelessness that we saw and experienced in and around Asheville. Beautiful place. We went to the Biltmore, biggest private residence ever built in America by the Vanderbilt family. George Vanderbilt built it, the grandson of the Commodore, 175,000 square feet. It's a great attraction. I strongly recommend you go see it. It's a beautiful piece of architecture and all that. And it's a huge draw to Asheville, North Carolina, and Western North Carolina. But you get into Asheville, nice town, beautiful place, great restaurants, and then you'll see a homeless person, a homeless camp, and another homeless person, another homeless camp. Went into a gas station, and they had rows and rows of people that were banned for being thieves. And I said to the guy, man, you must have a theft problem around here. Oh, no different here than any place else around town. We just keep track of it. Really, has it always been this way? No, it's getting worse all the time. So law and order, and these people that go to these gas stations and these stores, these moms, they know that it's getting more dangerous. They know that crime is encroaching on their elementary school or their high school or their neighborhood. Oh, yeah, the open border and law and order and crime, these are all pressing factors for these voters, critical voters. And so when you look at this incident or incidents in Grand Rapids, I mean, that is a swing county. Kent County, Michigan, how it votes, who comes out on top, and by how much can determine how Michigan goes in November of this year in the general election. All right, so Donald Trump coming up a little bit later. Before we get to that, we'll have State Representative Graham Filler will be here from Clinton County, right straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9444.
Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
As the weather gets colder, it's a good idea to layer up with scarves, hats, and mittens. Another layer of protection this season is to get your flu and COVID-19 vaccines. You can get both vaccines at the same time. Talk to your healthcare provider or learn more at michigan.gov/COVID-flu-RSV and layer up for some added peace of mind. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're strong. Together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.